This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a beautiful weekend. It's a great time to spend an hour or so with us. You can get all your health information wrapped up into one entertaining bundle. Spend an hour with us. Give us a call, 877-726-8255. We're in the doctor's office, ready to answer your questions. And we got lots of subjects to touch upon today. We're going to talk about how you can take your microbiome for a walk and ultimately enhance your health. Also, some new research that exonerates whole dairy products, butter and cheese and whole fat milk, have for so long been stigmatized, but new research suggests that they make absolutely no difference when it comes to cardiovascular risk. Our number to call us, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose your questions today. And I want to start the program by thanking you for helping me achieve an incredible milestone. It was 30 years ago in the summer of 1988 that we launched a program called Health Talk. Health Talk ultimately morphed into Intelligent Medicine. That's what you're listening to today. But for 30 years continuously, we've been broadcasting. And I want to extend a thanks to you, our faithful audience, for helping us achieve this incredible milestone. Because, well, it's through you, through your interest, that this program has been sustained on the airways. And it's a real honor and privilege to be of service to you and provide you with information that obviously you find interesting enough to sustain a legacy broadcast for, well, it's now fully a generation, 30 years of Health Talk and now Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for being part of our audience. We'll start the program today by sharing this story from The Washington Post. Headline: Your doctor may not be the best source of nutrition advice. And that's a duh story. They say here that a doctor may not be a reliable source of information about nutrition. Experts say that while most physicians may recognize that diet is influential in health, they don't learn enough about nutrition in medical school or the training programs that follow. An estimated 50 to 80% of chronic diseases, including heart disease and cancer, are partly related to or affected by nutrition. This, according to Dr. Martin Kohlmeier. He's a research professor in nutrition at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. What happens is that people often gain a pound or two a year, and doctors are just not instrumental in performing an intervention that helps them to avert that cumulative 30 or 40 pounds that they may gain by age 50 or 55 that has a huge impact on their health, that may spawn a whole raft of degenerative diseases. They say here that in a 2015 survey of 121 four-year medical schools, 71% did not require at least 25 hours of nutrition education. Fewer than 20% required a nutrition course. That's even less than 15 years ago. So we're actually going backwards in terms of nutrition awareness among doctors in training. And the problem is that there's such a crammed curriculum in medical school, and all that education has one goal in mind, not necessarily to make better doctors, but to get doctors to pass very challenging medical boards. And medical boards don't have questions on what's the ideal breakfast or what's the calorie count in a pizza or what are some of the harmful effects of drinking diet soda. It's just not going to appear on a medical board exam. They might ask you about cryptogenic cirrhosis and potential contributing factors, A, B, C, D, or all of the above. But they're not going to ask you about the impact of diet on health. According to this article in the Washington Post, Stanford and the University of North Carolina are among medical schools working to turn that tide by integrating nutrition into their curriculums. That's good news. Others include Tulane, Vanderbilt, Tufts, Texas Tech, Oakland University in Michigan, Boston University, and some have even, like Stanford and Tulane, they've established teaching kitchens. I regret to say that my own alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine, is not among that list. Is something that over the years I've been trying to influence through support for nutrition education at my former medical school. The Association of Medical Colleges reports a more than 50% increase since 2011 in schools offering an elective course that covers nutrition, but that only applies to people who opt for the course, as I did during my medical training. I went out of my way to not just take courses at Einstein, but all over the city of New York with the few resources that were available. I had to put together a nutrition curriculum that was kind of custom made for myself at that time, but that required initiative. And in terms of required courses, they're few and far between. So Mary Nessel, who's been a guest on Intelligent Medicine, she's a nutrition professor at New York University. She's famous for advocating for a healthier diet. She says that even though the efforts at medical schools are significant, what's really needed is for the reimbursement system. That's our health care insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, and the like, to encourage preventive health care. And diet should be covered by licensing examinations and viewed as standard medical practice. She says, quote, until then, we're talking about Band-Aids. And I could heartily endorse that viewpoint, and that's the point of this program, is to provide a nutritional perspective that is sorely lacking in medicine. And I hope that that resonates with you. It certainly seems to have done so over the past 30 years or so. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's talk to Stephen in Queens, New York. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Could you please tell me, what have you found most effective if a person tests positive for SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and, you know, if there's an excess of hydrogen gas creating very severe chronic diarrhea? Do you use a combination of antibiotics or herbs? Mm-hmm. And I really in need of such information.
Okay, well, that's a really good question. You know, first let's define SIBO. SIBO is a proliferation of bacteria in your intestinal tract. And most of the bacteria really should belong in the colon, but sometimes it travels upstream to the small intestine. Usually there's some bacteria in the small intestine, but when the bacteria proliferate, you kind of get swamp gas and a lot of upper intestinal belching, sometimes lower intestinal bloating and urgency, and that is SIBO. Now, SIBO has become popularized even in conventional medicine. I mean, we used to talk about dysbiosis in Canada all the time in alternative medicine, but in conventional medicine, it hasn't been popular until the development of an antibiotic. It's an expensive medication. It can cost hundreds of dollars for a prescription. It's called rifaximin or Xifaxan. And it's commonly used by gastroenterologists to treat SIBO. And SIBO can be diagnosed by a breath test. You drink a certain challenge drink, and then you breathe into a bag. And that bag can be sent to a lab, or it can be instantaneously analyzed in a doctor's office and determine if you're making a lot of gas. Basically what it is, hydrogen and methane are the gases in question. And treatments, natural treatments, well, I think diet is a fundamental way to treat it. I think if you just use Xifaxan, it'll come right back. You need to follow what's called a low FODMAP diet. You can find that all over the Internet. Just Google low FODMAP diet. That'll help to reduce the proliferation of bacteria by starving the bacteria of the food that it thrives on. Also, the two products that I like mostly for SIBO are Candibactin AR and Candibactin BR. These are herbal combinations. Sometimes we use a very potent garlic formulation called Alimax. Probiotics you got to be a little careful with, because actually the problem is not enough. It's not that there's too few bacteria, it's that there are too many bacteria. So Candibactin AR, Candibactin BR, you can get them via FullScript. That's on our online dispensary. They are products that actually help in the long term to reduce the bacterial overgrowth. All right. Thank you very much for that interesting call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you'd received our newsletter this week, you would have obtained an article on the subject of hemoglobin A1C. That is a very important test, but there's a lot of controversy about what the best hemoglobin A1C is, and we address that in our article in the newsletter. But even if you don't subscribe to the newsletter, ultimately, you'll see that article posted at drhoffman.com next week. All right, let's talk to Richard in Valley Stream. By the way, our number 877-726-8255. Hi, Richard.
Hi, doctor. I'm basically calling really for my brother, who's 68 years old. He's in pretty good shape. He's 5'11". He's 185. But he's been taking, he hasn't really done any blood tests at the doctor's office in about a year, but he's been taking his own sugar. And in the morning, before he eats breakfast, about 7 o'clock, his sugar is up around 130, 135. Now, during the rest of the day, when he checks it, he's been checking it because he's alarmed about the fact it's high in the morning. It's back down to about, you know, in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Should he be worried about that? He does have gout. That's the only thing. He has a few episodes of gout throughout the year. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, you know, per height and weight, you know, he might be okay depending on how muscular he is. But if he's flabby, he might be carrying extra fat, and that could predispose him to type 2 diabetes. And certainly a fasting, if it indeed is a fasting blood sugar of 130, that is pretty ominous in terms of predicting diabetes. And so it's paradoxical that during the later parts of the day, his blood sugar is normal in the 80s. And so really some additional investigation needs to be done. He hasn't been to the doctor lately, you say, and the test that really is the tiebreaker on this would be the hemoglobin A1C, which I refer to in a newsletter article this week. You can check that article out at drhoffman.com. Hemoglobin A1C measures average blood sugar over time. It's not in terms of the, you know, glucose numbers. Slightly different, because a hemoglobin A1C of 5.6 to 6.2 is considered, or actually more 5.8 to 6.2 is considered borderline for diabetes. Over 6.2 or over 6.4 is considered full-blown diabetes. So that could actually, you know, shed some light on whether indeed he has diabetes. I mean, that would be the test of choice.
Right. I know he did that test over a year ago. He hasn't. That's why I said to him exactly that he should get retested, you know, at the doctor's office.
Well, do you know what the test results were? Did they indicate he was moving towards diabetes?
Or he had it the last time he had it done, it was in the fives. He doesn't know exactly what, but it had to be over a year ago.
Yeah, that's good. But we don't know if it's in the low fives, which would be optimal, or the high fives, which would be borderline. And things can sometimes progress. You know, you can start, trending upwards, and he might be moving towards diabetes at this time. What's his diet like? Is he following any particular dietary regimen?
Well, he's a big vegetable eater. He hasn't been doing much exercise. Right? He's a businessman, so he hasn't really been, what you said before may really pertain to him. He hasn't been working out or anything for the last couple of years, 5-6 years. So
well, that
it's
could be
possible,
a factor.
You know, that he, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so he needs the tiebreaker test, because otherwise we really don't know. It's hard to say, really, what is going on without that information.
Okay, thank you. You think that the gout would have anything to do with that?
Gout is associated with type 2 diabetes, but, it doesn't necessarily, the two don't have to go together, but certainly insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and gout, these are associated, and actually the very self-same diet that can help his blood sugar can also help his gout. A lot of people don't know that, you know, the gout diet suggests that you avoid certain proteins. And it's thought, well, uric acid is made from certain proteins. And yes, avoid red meat and avoid certain foods that promote gout. But it's actually high insulin that can cause uric acid to be synthesized. So there may actually be a tie-in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us with questions. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. Gets you right into the doctor's office with an appointment with me. And we'll address your question or concern. Here's an item about blood pressure. and blood pressure afflicts so many Americans. Virtually half of Americans over the age of 50 have blood pressure issues. And some people say, well, okay, you know, what's the big deal? My blood pressure is a little borderline, but I'd rather treat it naturally. You know, I just don't want to be on medications. And I don't blame you, because medications, virtually all of them, have side effects. They may cause fatigue. They may cause inability to exercise to your full capacity. They may cause ED, erectile dysfunction. That's a big concern in men about the vast majority of blood pressure medications. So here's a study published Wednesday in the journal Neurology. And it is of great concern, because short of getting a heart attack or stroke from high blood pressure, let's say your blood pressure is a little borderline. Your blood pressure, you know, when you measure it, it's, I don't know, 130 over 90. And that's, you know, now considered hypertension, but it's not rip-roaring high blood pressure. The concern is that the researchers saw increased signs of brain infarcts, little areas of dead tissue caused by a block in the blood supply to the brain when looking at post-mortem tissue under a microscope. The only way you're going to see that is with an autopsy. I mean, yeah, CAT scan or an MRI can pick it up, but it turns out that older people with higher than average blood pressure, just higher than average blood pressure, not outright hypertension, have more markers of brain disease than their average pressure peers. This according to a new study. So in numbers, high blood pressure is considered anything above 140 over 90. The first number is the systolic blood pressure, and the second number, the diastolic blood pressure. It measures when the heart is at rest. The first one reflects the pressure when the heart beats. So in the study, they looked at 1,288 people, all 65 or older, and they did physical exams. And the one unique part of the study is that all the enrollees had consented to a brain autopsy when they died. And it took them a long time to die. Studies enrolled people when they were 65, and most of them died around the age of 88. But what they found was that the average systolic blood pressure of 134 in these individuals predicted a higher risk of brain lesions. And the higher the average blood pressure, the more likely a person was to have brain tissue abnormalities. So, for example, a systolic blood pressure of 147, get this, translated to a 46% increased risk of having one or more brain lesions, specifically infarcts. And these show up as little tiny white matter changes in the brain. And you can see them on MRI often. And sometimes doctors remark on them. They say, well, yeah, that's normal. But is it? Is it really normal? So this higher than average blood pressure predicted higher risk of progression to dementia, and that is a real concern. So there's a direct relationship between blood pressure and signs of the causes of stroke and dementia, according to this study of the brains of people, even with just slightly elevated blood pressure. So this is a good segue, because I want to talk about one of my favorite medical innovations. It's the Zona Plus, and the Zona Plus is a medical device that will help you manage your blood pressure without medication, or even if you're on medication, it may minimize the amount of medication you require. I'm not saying people don't need medication sometimes. The Zona Plus is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. It's a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Now, there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. And that may make a big difference in terms of your risk for dementia, according to what that previous study said. So to find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or go to orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the Zona Plus folks are offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at orderzona.com. Okay, so if you go to the website of the American Heart Association, and I keep checking it, and they just persist with this mantra. They keep telling you to swap out butter and high-fat cheese and regular milk for skim milk or low-fat milk, low-fat cheese, and natural margarines. They're no longer into suggesting that you use trans fat margarines. That's passé. Trans fats are actually being banned completely from the U.S. food supply. But they persist in telling you that dairy fat is bad for your heart. And so this story, I hope it's a final death knell for low-fat dairy products, because the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston reports that new research should banish guilty feeling for consuming whole dairy products. The study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. That's the Bible for nutrition studies. I anxiously await my copy every month, like some people await their copy of Playboy or Penthouse. Are they still in existence? I didn't even know anymore. The study published today, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that was last week, found no significant link between dairy fats and cause of death. And that's very important. No significant link between dairy fats and cause of death. Well, okay, so you might say, well, you're not going to get a heart attack or a stroke, but you could get cancer from dairy. Well, it turns out no cause of death was linked between dairy fats, and specifically heart disease and stroke were not linked to consumption of dairy fats. So here we go. This is their conclusion. Quote, our findings not only support but also significantly strengthen the growing body of evidence which suggests that dairy fat, contrary to popular belief, does not increase risk of heart disease or overall mortality. That's important. I'm underlining overall mortality, death from any cause, in older adults. In addition to not contributing to death, the results suggest that one fatty acid present in dairy may lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease, particularly from stroke. So there may even be a protective effect. The study lasted 22 years, looked at 3,000 adults aged 65 years and older. And what they found is that there was no increase in the risk of dying from any disease, any cardiovascular disease, any disease whatsoever associated with the consumption of high-fat dairy. So there you have it. I mean, when will they ever learn? When will they change their guidelines? Because people still chanting that mantra about low-fat dairy, that should be, you know, something that we relegate to the past. All right, this item, if you want a healthier gut, take your stomach for a walk today. How does that relate? Well, according to a study from San Francisco State University, exercise may promote a healthier microbiome. We now know that microbiome is so important for immunity, not just important for gut health, but has pervasive effects on the rest of the body and has effects on metabolism. Analysis showed that participants with the best cardiovascular fitness had a higher Firmicutes to Bacteroides ratio. Now, that's sometimes referred to as the FB ratio. It can be calculated with a stool test. And the more F you have and the less B you have, the better, because Firmicutes promotes a healthy metabolism. And obese individuals often have more Bacteroides than Firmicutes. So I'm not saying that Bacteroides, certain species, aren't essential or beneficial, but in general, the FB ratio is associated with freedom from obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and degenerative diseases. So it's fascinating that exercise actually helps to alter the microbiome and provides us with yet another rationale for getting out there and doing it. I put in my 4-mile run this morning, and my microbiome is thanking me. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from, plus you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there are several ways that you can reach us here on Intelligent Medicine. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use it as Christopher the Mill for our weekly podcast, Q&A with Layla. You can also call us now, 877-726-8255. And there's yet another way you can visit our homepage at drhoffman.com, and on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the homepage, there will appear a rectangle, and you click on that rectangle, it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Bert. How you doing, Bert?
What's the best way to lower one's A1C? I am a diabetic, and I have been doing well. However, I want to know if whole grain breads, which I only eat a slice, starchy foods, which I try to consume in moderation, and eating mostly one meal a day is good or bad, or should I be looking to do something else or go in another direction? And is my carb intake, starchy foods or bread, causing me to fall asleep right after I eat? I would appreciate feedback, as I need to get my A1C under control. It has gone ballistic. Another question. I thought dark chocolates were supposed to be good for you. Give me feedback on that as well.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions wrapped up in that comment. Okay, so hemoglobin A1C, first of all, the subject of an article that I wrote for our newsletter this week, and that'll appear at drhoffman.com. Check it out. Hemoglobin A1C is a measurement of your average blood sugar over time, and obviously Bert's is going up. Bert is consuming starchy foods and whole grains in moderation. That would probably be a mistake if he really wants to get his hemoglobin A1C down. This is part of the whole trend towards, quote, moderation in diet that doctors often encourage. But if you've got an elevating hemoglobin A1C and you're becoming a type 2 diabetic, you don't want moderation. You want to go for it. With an ultra-low-carb diet, you may want to eschew grains completely. Yeah, that is doable. And avoid starchy vegetables. Eat fish, chicken, eggs, and meat. Lots of vegetables, some fruits, but limit the fruits because fruits are sugary. And you'll see your hemoglobin A1C really go down. Include exercise. Exercise, of course, will help your hemoglobin A1C. It reduces insulin resistance, which is the culprit often in elevating hemoglobin A1C. Consider a supplement that I like for blood sugar, which is berberine. That is incorporated in a product called CM Core by Ortho Molecular. That's a product that's dispensed via physicians, not usually available in health food stores. CM Core is harnesses berberine, which is actually has compared favorably to metformin in some studies looking at its effects on blood sugar regulation. Also, when it comes to dark chocolate, you got to be careful with dark chocolate because dark chocolate could be like 65% dark chocolate, but then the rest is sugar. And you got to go pretty high on the percentage to avoid the consequences of the sugar in chocolate if you're suffering from blood sugar problems. You have to go like 92 or 95% dark chocolate, which is kind of an acquired taste. And we're trying to line up some very low sugar or sugar-free chocolate products for this program, because chocolate actually has some benefits in terms of blood sugar control, but you got to have the kind of the pure cocoa without the sugar, because the sugar will cancel out the blood sugar benefits of the cocoa. So there you have it, Bert. I mean, it sounds like a day in the office for me, because that's what we do. We work with a lot of patients who may be moving towards diabetes. Often they have a hemoglobin A1C that's, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, even 11 and 12. And through diet, exercise, the right kind of supplementation, they're able to control their blood sugar and bring their hemoglobin A1C to normal range. That is doable, but it requires some work on your part. All right, apropos of that, study shows that nearly half of Americans are battling to lose weight. That's an astonishing statistic. This according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They released a press release just last week that suggests that 49.1% of American adults are trying to lose weight. And the percentage is higher. The higher the age group. So clearly, we got, you know, something's going on there in terms of a trend. This is an item that suggests that sleep may have antioxidant benefits. We know that lack of sleep has devastating effects on the body. And here's one of the reasons why. Researchers report that sleep may be vital in supporting antioxidant processes. The study done in fruit flies, I'm not sure how you keep fruit flies awake. I guess you wave a fly swatter at them and they have to stay on their toes. But research has found that short-sleeping fruit flies had a sensitivity to oxidative stress. And clearly, this suggests that sleep may provide free radical protection. Therefore, make sure that you obtain optimal sleep, because in addition to the vitamin E, vitamin C, mixed carotenoids, these nutrients provide protection, but the ultimate protection is via lifestyle, and sleep could be part of that formula. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for calls on Intelligent Medicine.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.